From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Lyman Center at Southern Connecticut State University in New Haven, Connecticut, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Thank you all. It is wonderful to be back in New Haven, Connecticut, the veritable incubator of elite fake America. We've got a great show for you today. Satirist Christopher Buckley will be joining us later. And since, yes, we're very excited to have him. And since he's been drummed out of the conservative ranks for apostasy, we're going to give him some lessons on how to fit in on the liberal side. First rule, Chardonnay goes with everything. Nothing goes better with our show than you, so give us a call. The number, as always, 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Sarah Palmer Chubb from High Spire, Pennsylvania.
Sarah Palmer Chubb. How are you? Is Chubb a married name?
It is as far away from my actual name as I could get it and still keep it on there.
And you agreed to marry this guy despite his last name of Chubb?
It was a tough one.
I know.
It was a tough one.
But you felt you needed to help him get over the trauma he had in the second grade with that name, I'm sure.
The irony of him being 6'4" and over 300 pounds, I think less
No,
than that.
Really?
The whole family.
Wow, they're just, they're...
They're chubtastic.
They're chubtastic. Welcome to our show, Sarah. Let me introduce you to this week's panel. Say hello to a writer at the Boston Globe, the author most recently of Tom Brady and the Pursuit of Everything. Mr. Charlie Pierce is here.
Hi, Charlie.
Hello, Ms. Chubb.
Also say hello to a deputy editor at the Houston Chronicle, Ms. Kiri O'Connor.
Hi, Kiri.
Hi, Sarah.
And lastly, say hello to author, humorist, and the man responsible for everything you will find at Baudette.com, Mr. Tom Baudette.
Hey, Tom.
Hello, Sarah.
Sarah, welcome to the show. So much news this week. Let's get started with Who's Carl This Time. Carl Castle is going to read you three quotes, of course, from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you will win our prize. Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to go?
Oh, yeah. That's a life dream realized, that is.
All right. Here's your first quote.
The campaign does not comment on strategic decisions regarding how financial resources available to the campaign are spent.
That was a spokesman for the McCain campaign refusing to comment on a certain $150,000 expenditure that was revealed this week. Money the campaign spent on what?
On Sarah Palin's dress-up Barbie.
Close enough. Clothes for Sarah Palin, or as they called them, quote, campaign accessories. Weird image makeover for Ms. Palin from hockey mom to polo mom. Ms. Palin's defenders said, well, you know, she's from Alaska, and they really said this, by the way, she needed new clothes to campaign in states with different climates. And that's fine. That explains the $8,000 solid platinum bikini she wore in the stump in Florida.
My God, it's extravagant out today.
Isn't it, though? Another Palin fan, Mona Charon of the National Review, she said this whole kerfuffle was caused by simple jealousy. Quote, I cannot escape the suspicion that one reason everyone is so exercised is that she is so gorgeous in those clothes, unquote. Oh, and by the way, a kerfuffle is a cashmere wrap that goes for 12 large at Neiman Marcus.
I want to be there when they all show up to try to get the clothes back and give them to charity.
Well,
no,
that's
you
thing.
Know what? She's going to put them on eBay, don't you know?
Absolutely.
Nah, she's got guns.
I think Todd's going to be on the porch with the shotgun waiting for the campaign folks to show up. Don't you think John Edwards' barber is just laughing his head off right
yes,
now?
Yes, exactly. What he could have gotten away with. The latest break is some of the newspapers went back to the stores, and they said, so we see that the Palin campaign, or the McCain campaign, listed a $4,000 purchase here at your shop. And they say, we didn't sell anybody $4,000 worth of merchandise on that date or any date. We would have remembered. So we potentially have a situation in which the McCain campaign is copping to spend $150,000 of their donors' money on clothes for Sarah Palin and her family to cover up something even worse. What could that possibly be?
the absolute fullest sense of the phrase laundering money.
I know, it's crazy. All right, very good. Here is your next quote.
When I stand in the cereal aisle, confronted by a blizzard of boxes, I feel stress, but eventually I choose something.
That was the way a Michigan columnist named Andrew Heller expressed his surprise that still 10% of voters are having trouble choosing what?
A presidential candidate.
Exactly right. There are three kinds of voters in America, according to the pollsters, about 45% firmly committed to the Democrats, 45% for the Republicans, and in the middle, about 10% who can't go outside in the rain because they might stare upwards with their mouths open and drown. Analysts explain the existence of still undecided voters a number of ways. For some of them, the constant coverage of the starkly different candidates is drowned out by the voices in their heads telling them to seize the throne of France. Others are waiting to hear what Simon Cowell says after the big classic rock number. And some of them tried to flip a coin and were confused when the tails side actually did not have a tail. Here's your last quote.
Making love to her was like cuddling a piece of gristle.
That, at least according to the British tabloid The Daily Mail, was film director Guy Ritchie reflecting to a friend on the intimate moments he spent with his soon-to-be ex-wife. Who?
Oh, Madonna.
Madonna! Oh. I'm sorry, were you answering the question or making an exclamation?
A little
right,
bit
Madonna.
Of both.
Yes, Guy Ritchie and Madonna are getting divorced after 8 tumultuous years of marriage. And it's not good news for Madonna, whatever the cause is, because if she wants to get married again, she'll have to find somebody dumb enough to think they can do better dealing with an egomaniacally body-obsessed, aging, multimillionaire narcissist better than Ritchie did or Warren Beatty or Sean Penn or an endless number of men. We recommend that you look for an undecided voter.
Well, I just want to say that having a conversation with Guy Ritchie must be like talking to a feather duster.
Really? You're taking Madonna's side?
I always take the girl's side.
Well, good for you. But I actually liked the movies that Guy Ritchie made before he got married to Madonna, before he stopped making movies, because all of his creative energies were devoted to standing there and nodding sympathetically when Madonna spent 8 hours a day ragging on Christina Aguilera, whatever their daily life was like. I don't know.
Embracing the gristle.
Embracing the gristle.
Which really should be a phrase now, shouldn't it? Embracing the gristle.
Embrace the gristle. You know.
It's time to embrace the
it's
gristle.
It's time for undecided voters to embrace the gristle.
Carl, how did Sarah do in our quiz?
Sarah was wonderful. Peter, she had 3 correct answers. So, Sarah, I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Well done.
Yes.
Your lifelong dream comes true. Congratulations. Thank you so much, Sarah.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.